This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be, you want to get text alerts about what's going on here, and I would love that. I think that would be great. If you want text alerts, simply text TRS to 77-222, TRS to 77-222. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, whether it's on the air with us or listening online or how whatever it is you're doing it. And I very much appreciate it. All right. About time I brought you. Let's deal with some, how about some positive stories from, you know, the Olympics or Olympic trials or what have you. What do you think? Good with that? Because I'm good with that. I want to hear about these patriotic people. Sydney McLaughlin broke the world record at the Olympic trials. She is one that prays and believes. She is a hurdler and sprinter. She gave glory to God after setting a new record in the women's 400 meter. She's a real woman, by the way, born that way. 400 meter hurdle, saying that her faith helped lead her to victory. McLaughlin, 21, set her goals on qualifying for the Tokyo Olympics as she completed in the U.S. Trying to get these things to work together. Competed in the U.S. Olympic track and field 400-meter hurdle. Now, not only did she make it on the team for Tokyo Olympics, but she also set a world record with a time of 51 minutes, 90 seconds. Look, I'm not a big sports guy, so cut me some slack here. I don't understand half this stuff. She's the first woman ever to complete the hurdles in less than 52 seconds. She gives all the glory to God. And she said that during an NBC sports interview. And you know that the guy sitting there goes, oh, God, here we go. Another one of those people. You see him do it. Matter of fact, if you watch some of these, the reason you don't hear more like this is when you see somebody go down the road, you know, Jesus or prayer, my prayers were answered or God or whatever, they immediately take the mic back and go, so, you know, how long have you been practicing for this? You know, just try to get them to go off in a whole different direction. True men, true women of God, true people who love God and want to get that message out there won't get deterred. You should be like a politician. No matter what question they ask, bring it back to God. That'll really freak them out. They won't know what to do. That's what I would do. I'd have fun with it, too. Honestly, this season, just working with my new coach and my new support system, it's truly just faith and trusting the process. I couldn't ask for anything more. And truly, it is all a gift from God, she said. The trial was her fourth 400-meter hurdle in this season. She said having a childlike faith and trusting that everything is going to work out is what helped her get through. My God, all that word. What are they going to do with her? How are they going to shut her up? She's our number one choice. Broke all kinds of records. How are they going to shut her up? They can't, right? And I'm sorry. McLaughlin managed to beat the reigning U.S. Olympic world champion, Dalila Muhammad, who set the record in 2019 at 400 meters at 52.16 seconds. Now, this year, Muhammad finished second. It still qualified her for the Olympic team, which is great. You know, it's kind of cool that they're all together there. I don't hear anybody screaming about, you know, I can't wait to win, I'm going to burn the flag. Delilah's a great competitor, McLaughlin said. Although McLaughlin has asked if she ever felt frustrated trailing behind Muhammad in the past, the young athlete said her faith made all the difference in this race. You know, it's really funny because some people love to say things like, oh, so God's not going to honor the other person, or her prayer was answered. No, she never said that. She never really said that. Oh, she never said it at all. That she prayed to God so she'd come in number one and win. She just trusted God to keep the doors open, allow her to use the talent that he gave her, that she has honed, the skills she has honed. And that's all she asked for. God will exalt you. I know some of you, you know, be crazy when I go down that road, but it's true. When you sit there and start talking about me, that's why I'm so bad at this, by the way. I don't self-promote. These guys that are out there all the time telling you how great, I can't do it. I do the best I can, just like you guys. You're all out there working, you're doing the best you can, you're trying to pay attention. I'm blessed that you tune in here, you know, 3 hours a day to listen in to find out what's going on around you. Not the mainstream stories you can hear all day long everywhere, right? You could tune in anywhere, and you can hear where Joey B. went wrong and what Kamala Harris is doing and how the State Department is doing. You can hear that. But some of these stories you won't hear other places because they don't think they're not important enough to cover. You know, it's just crazy. She goes on to say that, I think it was growing in my own person. I think the biggest difference this year is my faith, trusting God. Finally, she turned around, handed it to God, said, if this is what you want me to do, if this is the right, just you open those doors and I'll go right through them. Really, that's it. She said, as long as I put in the hard work, he'll carry me through. Now, notice that. She didn't say, as long as I sit on the couch and hope and pray that he comes through for me. No, that's how it goes. I mean, I always love to tell the story about how I quit smoking. Where somebody, one of my employees, looked at me, this is 100 years ago, by the way. Way back when you had to roll your own. No, I'm just kidding. One of my employees looked at me and said, hey, as I was sitting there with a cigarette in my hand, right? Ain't you supposed to be one of those Christians? Your body's supposed to be the temple of God? How can we smoke it? It was like a whack-whack, right? I said, all right, God, take away the craving. I won't buy the cigarettes. Or I won't buy the cigarettes. You take away the craving. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up from Brock Lurie right after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
This is that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold.
No, we're not. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Haven't had this guy on in a long time. It's been too long. I need to get him on much more often. I always have a fun time when he's on the show with me. Barack Lurie joins me. He's the host of his own show called the Barack Lurie Show. You can hear on AM 870 The Answer and other places. Just check out, just Barack, where can they go to check out where your show's at?
Well, it's AM 870 The Answer in Los Angeles, and it's 10 to 11 on Sundays. It's a lot of fun, and hope you guys can check it in. Also, don't forget to check out our new YouTube channel. I don't know if you know about this, Joe.
I don't. You're gutsy.
Our Atheism Kills. Yeah, our Atheism Kills YouTube channel. It's about how the dangers of atheism. As you know, I find that atheism, or more particularly godlessness, is really at the core of so much of what we're seeing today.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if not 100% of what we're seeing today, if we were to adopt the Ten Commandments, really have a total focus on God and Judaism and Christianity, we would not be seeing any of this nonsense that we're seeing in the woke culture, whether it involves transgenderism or systemic racism, or somehow that we need to open the border. All those things would go completely away.
Oh,
so that's,
I totally agree.
That's what my Atheism Kills channel is all about. So
yeah, but you got some great books, and I want to give people, pardon the term, but give them the Reader's Digest version of how you went from an atheist to believing in God, to practicing Jew, if you would.
Well, it's a bit embarrassing to say, because I became an atheist when I was 11 years old. I decided there was no God. I thought it was all nonsense. And I really thought of myself as quite a brilliant kid, because, you know, everyone else was believing in God. But I, you know, my 11-year-old self, I was so much smarter than everyone else. And I just, you know, I couldn't see God. I couldn't hear him, couldn't smell him. So, you know, he's not there. And then, you know, time went on, and I continued on with this belief. And then somewhere around college time, I began to realize that free will can only come from a creator. And that I found to be very disturbing, because I found it to be true. It could only be true that you can have free will with a creator. It cannot come about organically. And once I realized that, and also upon realizing that I believed in free will, because it just makes sense to me. I don't believe that we're determined in every step that we take. I realized that there was a creator. And then I moved on from whether that creator was the same as the God of the Bible. I concluded that it was. I became very passionate in my belief about the creator, because I saw how dangerous it was to not believe in God. I personally experienced. It was in my head that I would say that demon. It was in my head, but it wasn't really a demon. It was the lack of God that was in my head, and I saw how it worked. It's not a pretty picture, and so I dedicated myself to fighting atheism ever since then.
And you got
it took me 9 years to write, but
you got great stories and great facts behind it. You're not. You know, in the Christian world, they call it blind faith, and I hate that term. But you came at it honestly.
Oh, yeah, very scientifically, very by the numbers, and so on. I spent 9 years writing this book, Atheism Kills, and then another good long time writing Rise of the Sex Machines, which, believe it or not, is a book advancing God, not about sex machines.
And people say to me,
maybe I should
retitle
really
write a book about sex robots? I said, read the book. Well, buy the book.
Well,
do
read the book,
exactly.
What it's
really about.
Yeah, it's about the death of relationships. But anyway, the key is that, I think that atheism is so destructive. And I realized it, and yes, the facts are all there. And it's embarrassing for me in many ways, because it was so, as I wrote this book, Atheism Kills, I you always learn something when you're writing yourself, right? So I began to understand how many different ways atheism is destructive. It serves no purpose whatsoever, and only destroys everything that is beautiful, everything that we treasure, and all the values that we hold. So I began to see that, and I pushed for it. And here we are, and many people have written to me, and it's became a bestseller way beyond my wildest dreams. I was thrilled about that. But that wasn't my mission. I'm doing plenty fine as a lawyer. Thank you very much. I don't need to make a lot of money through a book. But boy, by golly, it really did so well. And anyway, Atheism Destroys, which is the sequel to it, not the sequel, the second part of the volume series, that's coming out shortly.
I can't wait.
And it's really going
to
be fun.
I'm not just saying that because, you know, you and I are friends. I really can't wait because I think when you put out books like this that are well thought out, well written, it does give people the ability, you know, the hardest atheist could read through something like this and go, well, wait a minute. All right, that makes sense. I never really thought about that before. Have you had any atheists call you or send you an email and say, you know what, I got this so I could ridicule you, but I can't because this makes so much sense?
Right. Well, I more of the people who wrote to me were ones who were on the fence. It's very hard for an atheist who really believes in his nonsense, and I really mean it, it's nonsense in the full sense of the word. It's very hard for him to look at a reasonable argument and then say, you know what, you made me really think. The people that, you know, are kind of open-minded, truly open-minded, it's because, as I once was, they're the ones that are more easily swayed. They just didn't have an understanding. The agnostics, let's put it this way, the agnostics are easier to convert. The atheists, they're very often too far gone. They've wedded themselves too much to a very bizarre theory.
Yeah.
So, but can I just add to one point what you just said? Because it's such an interesting point, Joe. What you said about the blind faith aspect of it, I so agree with you about that. Many of my friends, and I'm really speaking mostly about my Christian friends, and I certainly have a lot of them, and God bless Christianity. I'm so grateful every day that Christianity exists. We just, this world just wouldn't be what it is without Christianity. But when I hear my Christian friends talk about you just have to have faith, I hear them argue this to atheists. And you'll see, you know, hey, you just adopt it and then just kind of cross the river with me and you'll see how glorious the other side is. That's the way they seem to talk. And that dog never hunted with me.
No.
I never understood that argument. To me, it's like, dude, you ought to know. Not just believe that there's a God. You should know that there's a God. It's transparent on its face. In the Talmud, it says that you should be able to figure out that there's God simply by looking around at the natural world around you.
Oh.
And now I see why.
All right.
That's the reason why. With all those probabilities, you must
be God.
You
know how this works. We've got the, we believe in capitalism. Both
sure
of us got to go for a commercial break. Be back. More of Barack Glory after the break. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden hitting the road on Wednesday. The president making remarks about Build Back Better at McHenry Community College in Crystal Lake, Illinois. The president saying that the bipartisan infrastructure plan will create good-paying jobs for the state.
Under a bipartisan infrastructure agreement, we're going to make the biggest investment in roads and bridges since the construction of the interstate highway system, literally creating millions of good-paying jobs.
The president also saying lead pipes will be replaced so homes and schools can have cleaner drinking water. Tropical Storm Elsa is losing strength as it moves over northern Florida after making landfall earlier on Wednesday. It now has winds of up to 50 miles an hour as it moves to the north at 14 miles per hour. It's expected to bring tropical storm conditions to Georgia's coast later today and into tonight. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN. It's always a pleasure. I will get this right. Come on, give me some time. It only took me 4 months to get my book title right, okay? You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am happy and pleased. I always have a good time when my friend Barack Lori joins me. He is the host of the Barack Lori Show. He takes a big picture look at politics. You've got to catch him. He's on Sunday mornings, but you can get his podcast, too. It's a great show, and I'm not saying that because he's on the show with me. I really do enjoy listening to his show when I can catch it. Barack, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Really a pleasure, and those podcasts are a lot of fun, and look, if we don't have something to say, that's the day that we will cancel the podcast. But, you know, I guess the good news is that there's always something to talk about these days. I wish there weren't. I wish we'd be living in boring times. But no.
Oh, as long as Joey B's around, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Joey B. That's so true. You know, what do you think? Do you think that this Arizona recount is going to come around and show that Trump was the true winner?
I actually
By a lot.
Not because I'm what they want to label me as a Trumper. I think it's going to show, and so will some of these other states that pop up. It will show the true level of theft that took place. And, you know, we're talking about an audit now, right, which is something that I think you talked about, too. I talked about in the early days. Said, no, don't recount them. Go for the audit. And
would you say that there is a systemic theft going on here regarding the vote?
Are you suggesting that I would suggest that the Democrats have a systemic problem with cheating?
That's the only systemic thing that's going on. Yes.
Oh, God bless. It
but
really is.
I agree with you. Look, I think that there's a good chance that Trump will be shown to have won Arizona by a lot. Now, having said that, we don't know, right? But I got to tell you that in a way, I feel like I'm in the driver's seat on this one because, you know, either way, we win. Right. If we find out that the Arizona audit proves that, in fact, Biden won, And let's say there's only like five votes that were discrepancies, and otherwise it was pristine and beautiful. Okay, great, fine. It means that the voters didn't want Trump, and now we have a chance to vote for the right guys again, and we can fight, and we'd live to fight another day. It's, the system is fair, and it's a fair playing field, right? Level playing field.
Correct.
That's one thing. If, on the other hand, it shows that Trump did win and that there was a lot of fraud going on, well, then, by golly, we're going to expose this, and we're going to show that we need election integrity and that that's important. And it will also undermine the Biden administration right away. It'll say, well, wait a minute, sir. You know, you're issuing all these executive orders, but, you know, should you really be doing that, sir? Because, you know, after all, you didn't win the election. That would be nice. So I think we win either way.
I agree with you. I think the mere fact that you can, you will show. Look, I'm in agreement with you that even if we lose by 100 votes, but showing that there was so much fraud, that there was so much going down, and you see the same thing, you're going to see the same thing in Georgia and Pennsylvania and a few other places where now even people that were skeptical, some of the legislators that went out to Arizona to see what was going on, said, well, wait a minute, this ain't so bad. And if they're finding these kind of problems at this level, we probably have the same thing. And I think it's a good thing to do. I don't see a really big problem with that, as you say. So,
you know. Well, isn't it funny how they find out that the virus was almost certainly now from a lab and not from the bats or the monkey or the penguin or the gorilla or whatever it was that they wanted.
But was that lab in China, though? That's what I want to make sure.
Yes,
that it's
it was
straight.
Lab in China.
Okay, good.
And we were conspiracy nuts for believing otherwise, right? Believing that in particular. And now, of course, they're saying, well, yeah, it looks like it was actually from a lab. So what's so crazy about us leapfrogging from that to say, like, perhaps that also applies to what happened in November 3rd of 2020? Can we say that that's a possibility? See, anytime they say right away that we are conspiracy nuts, as soon as they say that, you know that that's exactly what's going on.
Well, Barack, listen, I joke with people all the time, and you're in one of these cities right now. I said, look, I grew up in Boston, and I grew up in the 70s when there was a lot of mafia influence there. And I said, what you people don't understand, and yes, I do say you people, because some of you, you know, you just as pure as the driven snow, you know, and who would ever cheat? You got to understand, I saw this stuff happen all the time. I didn't know. I was too young. I really didn't understand what was going down. But when you got a guy sitting in a van, and they're hollering at him to bring in more of the blue boxes or whatever, you know, I need more votes in here, give me that box that's sitting under the seat. I mean, you know that this stuff takes place. You know that the unions are involved. You know the mafia is involved. John Kennedy, they say, that, you know, they've had proof over the years that there was not so much voter fraud, but they were trucking people in and bringing people in and making sure the right people voted for him to make sure he got in.
Yeah.
So this is nothing new. Yeah. This is not something somebody thought up last Thursday.
Well, this is all about human nature. They, you know, it's funny, the left constantly wants all sorts of regulations when it comes to business, when it comes to drugs, when it comes to what you watch on TV, and now, of course, with regard to systemic racism in policing, right? They want the police to be shackled in everything that they do. But when it comes to voting, they don't want those controls. And the reason is obvious, because the fewer controls there are, the more likely it is that the Democrat on the ticket will get more votes. We know that. Everyone knows that. So in a way, we have to throw their game back at them and just say, look, you can't have it both ways. You know, on the one hand, you want all these regulations, but somehow you have this incredible trust in human nature that people will only vote once, and they will vote correctly in their district. While at the same time, you tell them that we must do everything and anything possible to defeat that bad orange man, right? And anything goes. So, and look, this is the same party that issued the false dossier in order to obtain the FISA warrant against Trump, right? I always say this: a party that can do that is a party that's capable of anything. Anything.
But Barack, isn't it? It's not surprising, but isn't it amazing that a lot of people haven't caught on to the fact that the hypocrisy, the thieving, the cheating that they do it with big searchlights. Look at Gavin Newsom wanted all the signatures verified in his recall petitions, yet Yes. When we ask for the signatures for voting to be verified, we're called racists. And it's
well, that's such
right
a great
in
point.
Your face, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah. It's fascinating. It, you know, it's good for them. It's not good for you.
No.
So it's that is their policy. It's always inert to that way. But look, we've talked about hypocrisy. But look at how we're talking right now about hypocrisy. And on the one hand, this, and on the other hand, that. Right? That's kind of hypocrisy talk and the way of hypocrisy argument and debating. But that... You can throw that at your liberal friends, your lefty friends in particular, and they'll just yawn because
yes.
That's irrelevant to them. Hypocrisy and pointing out the hypocrisy, they'll say, yeah, okay, you caught me on that one, but big deal. We're still going to win. To them, it's a sporting game. You know, how many fouls can you get? You know, hey, how come you fouled me? You know, you wouldn't like it if I fouled you, right? We never said nobody ever in any hockey game. or soccer or otherwise, right?
Right.
They see it as a foul, but that's what you got to do. You got to foul in order to win. Sometimes, right?
Oh.
That's
yeah.
called
yeah.
being aggressive. That's the way they look at it. It's not about truth.
No.
It's not about doing the right thing under the eyes in the eyes of God. It's only about winning, and hypocrisy means nothing. You know, okay,
no, so
what?
Power.
I got fouled. So what?
All about
yeah.
power. You know, let me ask you a question. Keep coming back to the God thing, which is a good thing. But,
yeah.
You know, what was it, about 4 months ago, I don't know if you talked about this in your show, but Jerry Nadler came out, and based on some questions we asked, he said, God has no place in this chamber. That should send a shiver up everybody's spine. That's number one. Number two,
yeah.
Joey B. about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, was talking, and he talked about the people give us the power to rule over them. We have all the power. So,
wow.
We're God. God doesn't exist. They're like the gods of Mount Olympus, aren't they?
Yes, they really do perceive themselves as such. They talk about themselves as such.
Yep.
And they align their pocketbooks as such. that is the problem. I mean, you're so right about this. You know, God has no place in these chambers was a very frightening statement by Nadler.
Yes.
But clearly a very ignorant statement as well, because if he actually knew very much about the founding fathers, he would know that God has
yep.
The only thing that's in place in these chambers should be God.
Yep,
that's the main difference.
All right, when we come back, one of the reasons I brought you on, I want to talk to you about, is the rising anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party and why they're still favored. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side and the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps, as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to the real side of GCN Live, the Joe Messina Show, whatever you want to call it. I don't really care at this point in time, but we'll get it right. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Head up to the website. Always appreciate what you put up there. Look at it. If you want text alerts, it's really simple. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I do so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Let me bring him on because I also appreciate my time with him as well. Barack Lori joins me as he does from time to time. I got to have him on so much more often. I really do appreciate it when he's on with me. Barack, tell people how to listen to your great podcasts and catch you on Sunday morning.
Right, so we have our Barack Lori show on Sundays between 10 and 11 in the morning. That's on AM 870, The Answer. That's Caroline. And, of course, you can also check our YouTube channel, which is the Barack Lori show on YouTube, where we focus on the dangers of atheism, in particular godlessness. That's a very key thing. It's really grabbing a lot of attention lately, Joe. I'm so proud of it. And then finally, our podcast, which is very kind of light and but very aggressive at the same time. That's with my producer, Ari David. It's a lot of fun. People seem to like the interaction between the two of us. So we're always, you know, jumping on each other's throats, but somehow people love it. So we give them what they want, Joe.
you're feeding them the food they like, you know. We have, it's funny you should say that, because on Thursday nights I have a segment with a guy by the name of Alfonso Rachel. We refer to him as Zoe. He's a black Christian guy. And we approach God's word. We, you know, we talk about the Bible. We talk about the way, you know, God operates or what have you. But from a more of a contemporary verbiage. We don't use the these and the thous and, you know what I'm having. I kind of joke that if Jesus came back today, he wouldn't have a slate tablet and a chisel. He'd actually probably have an iPad or something along those lines, you know, and use electricity for real. But anyway, the long and the short of it was, it started to become so popular. We did do a spinoff on Sundays now. We do Soul Food Radio, where we just talk about issues of the day without being so wholly over the top, but still keeping a perspective of God at the center of everything. And I think that we need more of that from guys like you and me and others to let them know this is okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not a bad thing.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. You know, I never thought of myself as a Bible thumper. I'm far from it. In fact, I'd like to do a little bit more Bible thumping, but I just don't have the ability to thump very much. I don't know the Bible as well as you do, for example, but the point is that it doesn't matter how well you know the Bible. It definitely helps, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But to know that there's a creator, and to know that that creator is, to at least believe that that creator is the God of the Bible, that's fantastic. You should definitely pursue. And just from a logical point of view, from a practical point of view, from a point of view of saving civilization, I mean, Joe, look, people don't ask these basic questions. They don't ask questions like, why is it that we say please and how and thank you, right? I mean, people, just they say it. They do it as part of their lives. They never ask why it's so. People also don't ask why they have children. Why do people have children? Why? I mean, I don't understand. Any atheist I meet, I ask them, why do they have children, if they did? And after a while, they always answer, like, I don't know why I had children. I think I leave them very disturbed after I talk with them.
Well, you ask them questions that they know they should have an answer to, and they don't.
No, but they don't even know why. I mean, when they say that they have morals, that they can be moral people, I say, why? Well, first of all, why do morals even mean anything to you at all?
Yeah.
Law should mean something to you. I get that, because you think that only with laws do we, you know, preserve, you know, a law and order. I get that. But for morals, why would you need that? Who's watching you to ensure that you follow your morals? Morals are things that come from God. That's the thing. I mean, atheists want everything. They want to be considered very good and very moral. In fact, they're better than anyone who believes in God. That's what they want. They believe also in free will. Right, they do. And they believe in free will. And I say, well, by definition, you can't believe in free will, because free will can only come from a creator, and you don't believe in a creator. So, but they want that. They want the best of it all, right? They want to believe in the chaos that atheism offers, and at the same time say that their chaos leads to some sort of structure. You can't have it. You can't have it both ways, at least.
So,
that's the fight that I'm having all the time.
So let me ask my Jewish friend a question here. So, using, and again, I don't claim to be a scholar. I don't even play one on the radio. But in Exodus, it tells us that we're supposed to select from all the people able men, such as fear or love God, men of truth, men who hate covetousness, and place such for them to be rulers over us. So God is allowing us to choose people that love him, love his word, love, you know, everything about him, and then rule over us in his love. And yet,
yes,
that Democrat Party, who are probably one of the most anti-Semite parties on the planet, will not come against the squad, will not protect the Jewish community. I don't see that they care for Israel in any way, shape, manner, or form. I'm thoroughly confused here that that the tribe is not stepping up.
You know, Joe, you're so cute when you look for consistency in the Democrat Party. I like that about you. I found it very attractive.
Thank you. I'm married, though. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all lost. Everyone's lost.
Yeah.
So the point is that it's, of course, we talked before about hypocrisy. And we know that there's a massive amount of anti-Semitism going on in the big cities, New York and Los Angeles and elsewhere, but especially New York and Los Angeles. And there's no one other than Fox News calling it out at all. CNN doesn't call it out, MSNBC. That's a story that means nothing to the left. They pay lip service to it, that they're against anti-Semitism, but when it actually shows up, they do not call for people who have committed the anti-Semitism for them to be sentenced to jail. Why? Because they're not the white supremacists that they claim it to be. They're sadly, I say this very sadly, a lot of the black community are the ones that are attacking Jews in the streets for whatever reason. So if you see a lot of these websites where they have the videos of these anti-Semitic attacks, they're inevitably the culprit committing the anti-Semitic attack is either black or a Muslim, or as I'd like to call it, an Asian, Middle Eastern man, you know, one of those things. Yes. So it's very frustrating to hear this because they don't want to call to attention that, in fact, it's one of their beloved minorities that's causing this. And they still can't find the unicorn called the white supremacist. You know, if a white man, you know, particularly with the skinhead variety, decides to beat up an Orthodox Jew in New York street, and obviously Orthodox Jew, that would be played over in CNN all the time. They would have no problem showing that.
No. And you watch these people walk up, and punching 82-year-olds in the face, an old woman with a walker in the face, jumping on the back of an Asian and pounding on them. We can't show those. We can't talk about them because then we're racist because we're calling out a color. And, I heard a 911 call the other day where they wouldn't mention the color of the perpetrator, only the color of the car.
Wow.
And I'm going, look at it.
Wow.
If it's a white guy, say, I got a white guy in a gray Chevrolet, whatever the terminology is, right? Or I got an Asian-looking person, that I got on film hitting this person, and I think they just took off in a blue Pinto. But you can't do that. You can say, I have a human that jumped in a car. You're going, come on, people. Let's use some common sense here. You know,
and people jump on that the first thing they can. I mean, it reminds me of the Simpsons episode where Chief Wiggins is chasing an ex-con, and he's putting in an APB, and he says, he can't seem to be able to describe him very well. So he says, the guy is medium height, medium build, and the suspect is hatless. He's hatless, my friends, which is true. He was without a hat. And so you see Homer listening to the radio, the APB, and he says, boy, I hope they get that hatless bastard and put him in jail. Like suddenly, that's the only way he viewed him as well. And I think that's what's going on. I think what we're dealing with is we're training ourselves to think in black and white and to suppress our descriptions of people because of the black and white. That's all we see. Even in this person who on the 911 call, she suppressed herself because, she would otherwise describe in some, obvious way, the guy's black or he's got dark skin, whatever. But they can't even do that. But we've got a problem here, Joe. We really do. And the problem is not so much. It's very dangerous. But I hope you can agree with me on this. But if you don't, that's okay, too. It's not so much that there's a systemic racism. It's not so much as we have this anti-Semitism. It's not so much that we have this gender issue. It's not so much that we have the immigration problem. The main problem we have is fear.
Yep.
We fear. We are self-censoring where we need to be speaking up. If we do not speak up, then more of this disease called leftism will creep into our systems, whether that's what they teach our children in school with the critical race theory or otherwise. We need to speak up and just be totally unafraid.
And
that means not being able to be afraid when calling somebody black who is black.
All right, Barack Lori, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'll put up links to your website and to your podcast when we have you. God bless. Be safe. We'll catch you back. Well, within the next couple of weeks, I'll have you back on.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up. You got me for a whole hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a little bit.